This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
PTSL back on the fan. A different type of crown for you today. In case you missed anything from the first 2 hours, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Right now, we're going to talk some Giants as we welcome in Jermaine Illuminor. This Giant call is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jermaine, I know you couldn't join us yesterday because you were doing something, your little first Thanksgiving giveaway event. Tell us about how that went for you.
Yeah, it was dope. I got to, you know, hand out 150 turkeys to just people around Jersey. Got to work with their American. Sorry, I'll have to look real quick because I'm just tired right now from a lot of moving around, but just got to, you know, hand out some turkeys, give people a good holiday, and put some smiles on some faces. So it was really cool, definitely, to impact people like that. And, oh, it is the American Eagle Food Pantry of Northern New Jersey. So I got to partner with them, you know, help out. Just, like I said, just put some smiles on people's faces and try to make the holidays easier for people. So it was real cool.
It doesn't surprise us, man. You've been with us all year. It's Jermaine Illuminor. You've been a stand-up guy. You are a stand-up person. I love it. All right, my first question. Now, I think generally the modern athlete's done a pretty good job of not listening to the noise, even though it's tough with social media. But I am curious. So somebody like you who's been around for a little bit, when your general manager goes out and gives a state of the franchise address, as he did the other day, are you paying attention to what he's saying?
No, because it really has anything to do with me. You know, I feel like I've kept it how it should be. You know, like, I don't control anything anyone says. It has nothing to do with me. You know, all I can do is go out there and play ball at the highest level that my body will allow me to, and that I can. And at the end of the day, that's all I can control.
Mm-hmm. Probably a smart way to go about it. One of the things, among many that me and Sal discussed the day after, that jumped out to us was that he talked about how you guys have lost a lot of tight games. And there's no doubt, I mean, that's factual. You guys have lost a lot of one-score games. But to me, it may have glossed over some bigger deficiencies. Do you at least agree with that? Like, I know you guys are right in these games here, but is it more... Is the hole maybe a little bit bigger than he presented? How far are you guys away from winning regularly?
I don't think we're that far at all. You know, I've been a part of all these 10 games. You know, I feel like I've played a crucial role in these 10 games. And, like, the offensive line will play a crucial role in the last 7. And plus, you know, next season after that, like, offensive lines do in the NFL. So, you know, a lot of times games are dictated on the line of scrimmage. You control the line of scrimmage, you win. Sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes it's just, you know, you can do everything you can, but the other team just does a little bit more to win the game. So, you know, I've never been the type of guy to take small wins from losses. You either win or you lose, and if you win, then you did enough to win. If you lose, then you didn't do enough to win.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking with Jermaine Illuminor. When we talked to you a couple of weeks ago, Jermaine, we asked you about the potential move to left tackle. You did not seem, and not that you weren't going to do it, but obviously you said it yourself that you prefer to stay on the right side. Obviously, you have moved now to the left side. How's that going for you?
Yeah, it's going cool. You know, I think with me, every single year I've been a starter, and even before that, I had to somehow switch to left tackle because somehow something went down in the season. And it's funny because, you know, if it happens once, it's not that big. If it happens twice, then it's interesting. It happens, it's interesting. It happens three times, and that's not a coincidence, you know. So I have no idea what's going on with my career where I can't just stay at one position. But I guess, you know, God just had bigger plans for me because it happened in New England, happened with the Raiders twice in my 3 years there, and then now it's happened here too. So, you know, I don't know what the plan is for the man upstairs, but I'm sure it's something special and something that will only make me a better man and a better player and a better person. So I just tried to look at it that way. You know, I wasn't too excited just because I'm finally in a position where I'm on a team that trusts me fully and allows me to go out there and be myself and play to my capabilities. And that's what Joe and Dave are allowing me to do. So, you know, I'm grateful for the opportunity. And, you know, it was a lot of fun playing right tackle, but now I need it at left tackle. And now I just plan to buy in and see how great I can be at left tackle these last 7 weeks.
Well, Jermaine, honestly, maybe the plan, Joe Shane talked about this when he addressed the media, where they like you because you're versatile. You're a guy who could move over if needed. So maybe that brought you here to New York, and then you get to be on with us, so there's a good silver lining in these things. Maybe that's the plan.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so my plan is just to see how great I can come at left tackle and just buy into it and see how much I can help this team move forward.
Hey, forget about being great. You got to get more money on the left side, man. Stay there. Stay at left tackle. Right. Come on. You know those contracts, big boy.
Hey, I feel that.
You know? Hey, so, Jermaine, it was a long flight back from Germany. You know, win or lose, it's just a lengthy trip, and it's a business trip, as you told us before you headed out. Tyrone Tracy, I'm curious because, man, he's got juice, and he's played well. You know, big fumble. I get a team game. You win as a team. You lose as a team. Did you go up to him? Did you say anything? How was he after the game? I know we took it hard, but as a veteran, how do you maybe help him through this year?
Yeah, I mean, he was actually sitting in front of me.
Okay.
For the plane there and on the way back. And, you know, I've been in the league for a long time. I've seen a lot of great players have little slip ups like that. But the biggest thing is just knowing that you're on the field at that moment because of the talent you have and also the player or person you are. And, you know, sometimes you're going to fall, but it's just, you know, how you get back up and how you recover from that shows the type of character and type of player and man you are. And that will only make him better. You know, we didn't lose that game because of Tracy. We were in that game and on the verge of winning that game because of Tracy. And the way he runs the ball and his vision and the way he carries that rock. And, you know, I compare him to a certain running back. I won't say who I compare him to. I mean, if you just watch his tape, then, you know, there's a running back a couple of years ago who, I can't say it because I don't want to jinx him. So,
oh, come on.
You know, I can't do it. But, you know, I've been around, I'll say this, he was in the AFC North. That's all I'll say.
Gotcha. AFC North, I'm doing some homework.
Vision, the way he carries the ball, you know, the way he's so patient and then he hit the hole and then, you know, he will make his offensive line right. And, you know, the good backs are the ones that can hit the hole and can make a difference. The great backs are the ones that can hit the hole and make your offensive line right. And there's a couple of backs like that in the NFL now. And, you know, he has the potential to be a great one as long as he keeps working. And I told him that. I tell him that every single week. Look, we need your best, and your best is good enough to win, and I truly believe in you. And I tell the young guys that, you know, who are making an impact on this team, like, your best is enough to help us win. So you don't have to be no one else other than who you are right now. You know, you don't have to be anyone you're not. You don't have to be Barry Sanders out there. Just go be Tracy, and that's good enough for us to win.
Le'Veon Bell?
I'm not saying Joe Mixon.
Jermaine, does it? And I agree with you, by the way, on Tracy. It was not his fault. That's not why you guys lost the game. And I felt bad for him actually seeing him so upset. But it does show you that he cares. Does it matter? It does sound like there's going to be a quarterback change. I know you've spoken very highly of Daniel Jones throughout the course of the year with us. Does it matter for you yourself now being on the left side? Which quarterback is going to be there? Is there going to be a difference if it is Drew Lock versus Daniel Jones or Tommy DeVito versus any of those guys?
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
As for you and your job on the offensive line of left tackle?
Yeah, I think that the whole, I've just learned throughout my career that the quarterback situation is just above my pay grade, you know, and I know people want to always try and talk about it, and me being offensive lineman, specifically a tackle, people want to ask how I feel about certain players and certain plays and all that stuff. I feel like just with me, who I am, like I said, all I can control is how I go out there and how I play, and I've always been the guy who said that it doesn't matter who's back there, they're going to get my best regardless. I don't care about none of the other stuff. I'm going to go out there and try to lock down whoever's in front of me 24/7 and do my job to the highest ability.
What about somebody who maybe is my, I didn't mean it like for you to pick one that you'd rather play for, but more in that scheme, like Drew Locke is not going to be a guy who's going to run, where Daniel Jones can run, or Tommy DeVito may be more mobile. Does their skill set impact you at left tackle?
No, all three quarterbacks have shown that they can be great. And, you know, all three of them are great in practice, all three great players and great people. You know, I love them. They're my guys, so, you know. I always say it doesn't matter who's back there. But, you know, I believe in DJ. I believe in Vito. I believe in Drew. I believe in Dave's. I believe in Joe. I believe in the vision. I believe in the culture they're trying to build. And I believe in this franchise.
Well, I mean, Jermaine, back in the day, Marino would get his quarterback's gloves. And, you know, hey, if I'm you, I want everybody to play because you get gifts from three quarterbacks at that point. Jones will get you something. DeVito will get you something. And Locke will get you something, right? Mm. Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
You know, hey, what? Okay, Evan Neal, on a serious note, Jermaine Illuminor, by the way, BT and Sound on the Fan, has not gotten off to the start that anybody envisioned clearly. And I'm sure he'll own that. Why can he be good? I mean, is there anything salvageable? I know you're not going to bury him. It is what he has not played well. But do you see things where you're like, all right, he could actually be serviceable? And if so, what are they?
Yeah, I think that the thing with the offensive line is, like I always say, the older you are, the better you'll be. And it's probably the only position like that in the NFL, just because the way you get better is by experience. And by being out there and really just having to go through the tough times. And I like to, you know, talk about myself because I'm year 8 and I'm just getting going. You know, it took me a while to get going, and I didn't have the pressure that Ev has because he's a first-round pick, a top-10 pick. And So sometimes, you know, it can take you a little bit to get going. But I truly believe if he just keeps working, he can do whatever he wants in this league. You know, they don't build him like that. 6'8", freaking 330 pounds, as strong as him, is an amazing run blocker, can move anyone off the line of scrimmage. You know, people aren't built like that nowadays. They're more so built like me, you know, 6'4", 330, just agile and athletic, running all over the place. So, you know, Ev's an anomaly out there, and he can really, you know, if he just keeps working, he can be as good as he wants to be, and I tell him that all the time.
Well, one thing, Jermaine, I know that'll bring smiles to everybody's faces this weekend. There's no way you guys are going to lose. A guaranteed weekend without the Giants losing. What do you got planned for this bye week? A little reset, a little refresher. What are you doing? Are you going to watch any football? What's Jermaine Illuminor doing on the bye week?
Yeah, I'm just hanging out with the fam, you know, catching up with my daughter, you know, catching up with the wife, just hanging out in Montauk for a little bit.
Nice.
You know, just getting away, just a little mini vacation. So that's real cool. And just refreshing, you know, because obviously, man, it doesn't, like, the record aside, the NFL season is tough on your body mentally and physically, and the bye week is supposed to be used to just, you know, refresh you and get ready for the, you know, late season run, or just, you know, getting back in there and trying your best. And so with me, it's just about refreshing my body, refreshing my memory, my mind, and mentally preparing for the last 7 weeks of the season, just going out there and leaving it all out there every single week.
Enjoy the bye week, Jermaine. You've certainly earned it with the hard work you put in. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. You have a great weekend.
Thanks, man.
All right, buddy. There you go.
He's at Montauk, huh?
Is that what he said? I wasn't 100% sure.
You do a little fishing out there.
Oh, there you go.
A little late fall fishing.
I've never been there in the fall, but I would love to.
Yeah, I've been out there.
Never been out east. Did we do it in the summer on a key? Didn't even do it this year, I don't think.
He's a good dude, man.
Haven't done it in the fall. Yes, love Jermaine. He is a good guy. And look, he was honest again, too, saying it's not ideal for him to move to left tackle. We asked him about it before it happened. He didn't really want to do it. We asked him about it since it's happened. He said he didn't really want to do it, but he's doing it. And I do think that's part of the reason why he's here is because of his versatility. Joe Shane alluded to that. They need a guy, hey, in case something goes wrong, we can. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be ideal for anybody, but we can move Jermaine over. Now, worst case scenario, Thomas goes out. They need to move Jermaine over because he's their best option. All right, we'll come back. More of your calls, 888-808-1019. Whether it's the Jets, Knicks, you want to talk about the Giants or anything Jermaine said, we could do that as well.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com